it's your show, and you can take control of the airwaves. The toll-free number for you is 1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line for you, 800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site we give away, so enjoy those on us. That, again, is freetalklive.com. Start things out here tonight. Last night we discussed a military issue in regards to the military ejecting gay Arab linguists from their organization. Now, we all know they have the don't ask, don't tell policy, but you'd think they might bend the rules a little bit, especially when it comes to an area of, you know, specialty where you might think they'd need a few extra guys, Arab linguists. Nope, they think they just want to kick them out anyway because they're gay. And you know, the military's obviously got a huge set of problems, of course. The recruitment is a huge issue. We mentioned that a few weeks ago on the show, that they've missed their recruiting goals. The Army, specifically, has missed its recruiting goals 2 months in a row. Of course, they've been periodically missing their recruiting goals throughout the past several years, and so it's just more of the same. Lowering their standards, that sort of thing. And here's yet another iron to toss into the fire. The Nation reporting that John Towne has spent the last few years fighting two battles, one against his body, the other against the U.S. Army. Both began in October of 2004 in Ramadi, Iraq. He was standing in the doorway of his battalion's headquarters when a 107-millimeter rocket struck 2 feet above his head.
Gosh.
Eventually, the rocket shrapnel was removed from his neck and his ears stopped leaking blood.
God.
But his hearing never really recovered, and in many ways, neither has his life. A soldier honored 12 times during his 7 years in uniform, Towne has spent the last 3 years struggling with deafness, memory failure, and depression. By September 2006, he and the Army agreed he was no longer combat ready. But instead of sending Towne to a medical board and discharging him because of his injuries, doctors at Fort Carson, Colorado did something strange. They claimed that Towne's wounds were actually caused by a personality disorder. Towne was then booted from the Army and then told that under a personality disorder discharge, he would never receive disability or medical benefits. Huh.
So it was when it became expensive to care for their recruit, they kicked him out.
Exactly.
Yep. The Department of Veterans Affairs doesn't have to provide medical care to soldiers dismissed with personality disorders. That's because under Chapter 513, personality disorder is a pre-existing condition. So you already had this problem before you came into the military. Doesn't matter the fact that a bomb went off 2 feet above your head. You had a personality disorder, and that negates our promise to take care of you. Because that's one of the reasons why people join the military, beyond the fact that they promised to pay for their college, which isn't really, they're not really being honest about that from what we've heard from military veterans who've basically told us that they're not being upfront about the whole college thing.
That it's difficult to get that to pay on that.
I have a question for you, Ian. The story, was he being discharged as personality disorder? Is this being gay?
I don't know about that. They didn't make that clear. It's a personality disorder, and that was their reason. That's all, I guess, all they need to give.
That's pretty general, wouldn't you say?
Yes, I would. And apparently, this isn't the only veteran that they've done this to. This is apparently a pretty easy way for them to shuffle them off and not have to pay them anything, which, again, is one of the reasons why a lot of people join, is because they're told that, look, you join the military, if you get wounded, we're going to take care of you. Not this guy.
Now, how do they manage to make a rocket a personality disorder? That's not what I'm really understanding.
Well, it wasn't the rocket. They're just claiming he had a personality disorder from day one because it was a pre-existing situation, a pre-existing condition.
Why do they take him to begin with?
Well, they need somebody to die, of course. They need a body to fill a seat on a plane, and they need people. If a soldier dismissed under Section 513 hasn't served out his contract, he also has to give back a slice of his reenlistment bonus as well. That amount is often larger than the soldier's final paycheck. As a result, on the day of their discharge, many injured veterans learn they owe the Army several thousand dollars. Yeah. Hey, that's a nice little pat on the back on the way out the door, huh? More like a kick in the butt.
Man.
In the last 6 years, the Army has diagnosed and discharged more than 5,600 soldiers because of personality disorder. according to the Defense Department. And the numbers keep rising. 805 cases in 2001, 980 in 2003, 1,086 from January to November of 2006. Quote, it's getting worse and worse every day, says the official who handles the discharge papers. At my office, the numbers started out normal. Now it's up to three or four soldiers each day. It's like suddenly everybody has a personality disorder.
Suspicious.
The reason is simple, he says. They're saving a buck, and they're saving VA money, too. It's all about the money. Defense Department records show that across the entire armed forces, more than 22,500 soldiers have been dismissed due to personality disorder in the last 6 years. One military official says doctors at his base are doing more than withholding this information from wounded soldiers. They're actually telling them the opposite, that if they go along with a 513, this personality disorder discharge, they'll get to keep their bonus and receive disability and medical benefits. Of course, this wouldn't be the first time they were lied to by the military.
And it's likely the doctors are lied to, too.
Possibly.
Now, it doesn't really matter once you're told, you know, it's like dealing with the proverbial used car salesman, the bad guy that, you get told that you're going to, you can keep your bonus and we'll give you some extra money and everything will be great. And then you sign on the dotted line after you've been told this.
Oops.
The dotted, the fine print above that said, no, not so much.
And sorry, you can't sue them. They're the government. They're sovereign immunity. You can't touch these guys. So it's not like you can bring them back into court and say, hey, you lied to me. Well, it was your, you had to do the due diligence. You had to go and research, read through the military code or whatever the heck it is that the Section 513, of course, probably written in legalese. So how it is that anybody can understand that crap? Especially people in the military.
This is foolish. This is being penny wise and dollar foolish. They're just going to cause more resentment. All these people are going to be getting out of the military and making movies like Born on the 4th of July, they're going to be really surrounded from all sides.
But you see, Wayne, they don't have the perspective to, and they don't care to look at the long term situation because. How the military is represented in Hollywood or on the radio or on television or in newsprint or whatever, or in the Nation magazine where this is coming from, how the military is represented doesn't really matter to the people running it. They're going to get their pension whether or not whether or not they treat these people well.
Right.
So if they everything care less.
If the army falls into complete disrepair, it won't affect anyone's paycheck other than possibly, they might go through in the future at some point and clean house, but it doesn't seem likely.
This smells to me like there might be a draft coming, because if they're this brazen about treating people like this, these people are going to go home and tell their friends, don't go in the Army. They're just, look what they did to me.
Right.
And at some point, recruitment's hard enough for them right now.
Well, the draft winds have been blowing for quite a while, Wayne, and they every so often something turns up that sort of points to that as a real possibility. And, of course, every single year in Congress, they bring up draft legislation. In the Democrat debate, was there not a question about shouldn't females have to fill out draft cards, too? I believe there was a question, and I think it got some favorable responses from the Democrats. So, there's just been some subtle things going on behind the scenes to sort of alert people that are paying a little bit of attention that very well may be coming back soon. A little bit more on the story here. Again, they were lied to about the 513. He says the soldiers he works with know that they don't have a personality disorder, quote, but the doctors are telling them this will get you out quicker and the VA will take care of you. To stay out of Iraq, a soldier will take that in a heartbeat. What they don't realize is these things are lies. The normal process for receiving disability requires a soldier to be evaluated by a medical board, which must confirm that he's wounded and that his wounds stem from combat. This process takes several months, in contrast with a 513 discharge, which can be wrapped up in a few days. So that's it. 22,500 soldiers, at least. They say more than that. At least that number have been dismissed in the last 6 years because of personality disorder, meaning they don't get any of the benefits that they were promised when they joined up. This is the military that you support? Really? After hearing this, how do you feel about the military if you were a supporter and if you still are? What's your excuse? Can you defend this? 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. 1-800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
One. Someday soon, the U.S. dollar, otherwise known as the Federal Reserve Note, will be recognized in the global marketplace for its intrinsic value. Nothing. On that day, you will be bewildered, angry, and impoverished, or you will be calm, confident, and prosperous. The deciding factor between your two possible futures is what you do in this moment. Go to D2Z.org and learn how to survive and thrive during a U.S. dollar crisis. D, the numeral 2Z.org.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimonial of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Oh, those summer nights and those summer electric bills. How would you like to save money this summer on your electric bill and sleep better than ever? Well, now you can with the Bedfan Personal Cooling System. The Bedfan will allow you to raise your thermostat several degrees and still sleep cool. This works by delivering a gentle breeze between your sheets, thus keeping your body cool and comfortable. Doug from Austin, Texas writes,
I like it to be very cold while sleeping. Since purchasing the Bedfan, I've been able to turn the thermostat up from 68 to 78 degrees, and I've never been more comfortable. My electric bill this month compared to the same month last year is over 27% lower. I couldn't be happier with your product.
Maybe it is time you started thinking about trying the Bedfan Personal Cooling System. If you're a hot sleeper, you will love it. If you want to lower your electric bill, you will love it too. Go to Bedfan.com and try the remarkable Bedfan yourself. That's Bedfan.com or call 210-632-8280. That's 210-632-8280. The Bedfan is on sale for a limited time, so don't delay. Remember, Bedfan.com or 210-632-8280.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can take control of the airwaves. The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line for you, 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And we invite you to our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, totally free. Live streams are there, a broadband version of the show, and a dial-up version as well. So do enjoy those on us, freetalklive.com. Plus, you need to know that Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only choice for more liberty in your lifetime. You can learn more at freestateproject.org. That, again, is freestateproject.org. www.freetalklive.org. We're talking about the military and how they're screwing over as many vets as they possibly can. Let's go to the phones. First to Frank in New York. You're on Free Talk Live, Frank.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Hey.
Yeah, you know, it really is sad, but, you know, it shouldn't be unexpected.
Mm.
Those that, you know, remember Vietnam or had relatives or were vets that had to rely on the VA for medical help, basically the same situation occurred there, whereby, you know, the as we've seen in the last 2 years, there's been an analysis of the VA hospital system with many substandard facilities being closed and other ones sort of being consolidated and things. But, you know, it's very sad. What I think people have to realize, and it's sad that most of the young kids in high school are not taught this in their civics class or their social studies class, is that when you go into the military, you lose all of your civil rights.
Yep.
You
yeah.
can't vote. You can't bring legal charges against the government. You literally surrender when you take
that
oath.
You can still vote. You can vote in the military. But
well, you can vote, but the point is you really can't make any statements against
right.
the policy. You lose
You're no longer
your
a free
political
person.
Rights.
You're completely owned by the government.
By the government.
In that case.
And you don't even own your own body. If they choose to do illicit testing of
drugs,
oh,
I've got a story about that.
Substances
That's coming up.
And weapons and things. I mean, just look at the Tuskegee Airmen, and or you know, many of the testings of LSD and things with the Army soldiers at I guess the Edgewood Arsenal and the different biological and chemical tests that they did on unsuspecting soldiers. And basically, you know, what it says to me is that why am I not surprised? Corporations do this all the time in order to, you know, when you look at how pensions have been cut. And it seems to be a very timely decision. I wonder if maybe Rumsfeld, Cheney, Wolfowitz, or Daniel Fife were the ones that came up with this idea, because it just is so corporate. And, you know, it's so Enron-ish in many ways that, you know, it
They're
really speaks to the culture of the Republicans and, you know, this war president. And basically all I can say is this.
Well, you know,
you have
though,
any relative,
Frank, though, I don't know if your analogy is quite apt, because if it were a corporation, they'd have some level of ability to sue that corporation.
Well, not
though,
if it's a pre-existing
military,
medical condition. Not if it's a pre-existing medical condition. You can lose your employment for that due to the if the corporation offers, you know, an insurance-based health program
yeah.
as a benefit. So under the law, corporations can even dismiss perfect employees if they have a medical condition that, you know, is in violation of the insurance carrier's program that the corporation uses. So, I mean, that's not that isn't the first time it's happened. In fact, it's happening very frequently in corporations. They use the term a pre-existing medical condition.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, in a way, it really says something of the time, and I would just like to conclude by saying that any parents that have children that are thinking about enlisting, don't.
Yeah,
anyone that has brothers and sisters with the bad economy that can't find work and that are thinking of enlisting and hoping that they'll be able to get a GI Bill that will allow them to go to college or to receive some vocational training after they're discharged, don't do it. And I wanted to say this, that also, you'll remember on the MASH TV series that Klinger was always looking for a personality discharge, or a Section 8, I think they called it back then. And almost to comic proportions, usually four times in every episode, he'd be dressed up or doing something erratic in the context of
right.
the
I think it was comic
field hospital in order to do that. So in a sense, you know, why should we be surprised with this? God knows we
yeah, it's
actually
thing,
attacked two nations without
right.
provocation, and then we admitted that, you know, there never were any weapons of mass destruction. I mean, the United States has acted as an international terrorist and a criminal. And,
Frank,
you know,
great call, man. Thank you for making
I'm not
it.
Surprised. Thank
Appreciate
you.
It. Yeah, why is anyone surprised? I mean, these aren't new and shocking stories. The military has been doing things like this for decades. I mean, well, I've got a story here in a few moments about, you know, one of those testing programs where they're testing some questionable chemical on these people. We might get to that. But that's old, you know, that's old news.
Yeah, remember the chemical you'll hear about
crap.
It in 20 years.
Right. Now, Wayne, you've got a military-related story. We're going to talk about what's going on in Iraq to the Iraqis as a result of some of the things the military's been doing, beyond just the direct results of bombing and shooting people, beyond those sorts of moves by the military. We'll touch on that here in a moment, but you can take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything. So let's go to Mark in Indianapolis. You're on Free Talk Live. Mark.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's on your mind?
Not much. I don't mean to change the mode of the show, the topic, but I want to go back to, property rights, because you guys have been talking about this the last several days.
Mm-hmm. Go for it.
Okay, yeah, it'll take a minute. I just want to, what I'm kind of seeing, what I see is, there's two kinds of systems, and everything else is pretty much arbitrary or subjective. There's a communal or communist system and a free, completely free market, like laissez-faire system, right?
Okay.
Okay. First off, if someone wants to move into already existing communal society, there would be no private property and no privacy where everyone shares everything, right? Second off, there's Marx's version of the communal society where people fight the already existing capital system. And this is done by, having the government abolish all forms of private property, homes, land, items, firearms, everything.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's confiscated by the government. Under socialism, government takes control. They own the means of production. And they can do this, slowly, kind of like in our government, with a progressive taxation system or just regulation over businesses.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's the massive redistribution of wealth from the rich to the poor. And then somehow, I don't understand how they see this, but all property can be equally distributed to all people. And there's a notion of total equality. Then the government can somehow wither away where there's a dictatorship of the proletariat, right?
Yeah, that part, for some reason, never actually happens.
Yeah, well, the whole system's flawed. But then in the other, the complete other side, you got the free market system, where all property, like land, roads, beaches, water, completely everything, is privately owned. And it's a lot of it can be owned by means of a contract. And if any, conflict in the contract arises with two or more parties, a third-party mediator, private arbitration business could come in and resolve the conflict.
That's correct.
The only thing wrong with that is that, and this all could be resolved in a free market system, is if the defendant chooses not to comply with the arbitration business decision, a plaintiff can then give a rating of them in a consumer or social aspect, the eBay system.
A reputation rating or something like that, yes.
Right. I just see everything in one of those two systems. Anything else is just someone's opinion,
Thanks for the clarification, Mark. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. So, those are definitely two opposite sides of the coin. I know which direction I want to head towards. You can take control of the airwaves. We'll talk a little bit more. Again, what's going on in Iraq? There are some allegations about depleted uranium, possibly causing some people to get sick. And then we'll bring you some allegations about sickness from members of the military who were injected with who the hell knows what. They don't know, but they were injected with it. We'll tell you what happened to them on the way. You can bring up anything. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription fill. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626. And express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
Hi, I'm Bobby Lycott with another Car Clinic Minute. Your car's been Old Faithful for 60,000 miles, but now it's starting to run hotter, especially in slow traffic. Before it erupts, I may have a cure, and when we come back, I'll tell you.
Are rising gas prices flattening your wallet? Try Royal Purple High Performance Motor Oil.
What? How's that?
Yes, independent tests by respected universities show Royal Purple reduces fuel consumption by as much as 5%. That means Royal Purple can deliver better gas mileage for a fatter wallet. Go to RoyalPurple.com for details. That's Royal Purple, the high performance motor oil that outperforms.
If Old Faithful's too hot because rust and corrosion have formed in its radiator, here's a cure. Pour 3 ounces granulated spick and span into your radiator and drive 2 weeks. Then drain the dirty, toxic fluid from your radiator and take it to your repair shop for disposal. Refill the radiator with plain water and drive an hour to dissolve leftover impurities. Continue this process until only clean water's drained. Then, fill your radiator with a 50-50 mix of water and coolant. Now, you can erupt with happiness at avoiding costly repairs caused by overheating. I'm Bobby Lycus.
Brought to you by Royal Purple Synthetic Oil, the performance oil that outperforms.
Are rising gas prices flattening your wallet? Try Royal Purple High Performance Motor Oil.
What? How's that?
Yes, independent tests by respected universities show Royal Purple reduces fuel consumption by as much as 5%. That means Royal Purple can deliver better gas mileage for a fatter wallet. Go to RoyalPurple.com for details. That's Royal Purple, the high performance motor oil that outperforms.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You take control toll-free, 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line for you. Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark. 800-259-9231. Join us online. FreeTalkLive.com is the place to go. The features on the site are totally free, including updates. You get signed up and we'll clue you in whenever you need to know something new about the show. Get on the list at updates.freetalklive.com. That's updates.freetalklive.com.
Do you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections? SACL CAI does collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged off receivables. SACL's employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you want to keep those clients too. SACL CAI. Check out their banner at freetalklive.com or call 800-544-6359. Do business with businesses that support Free Talk Live.
Now, we've been talking about the military a bit so far in this show, and it was pointed out by Frank in New York that when you join the military, you're essentially giving up all of your freedoms. You will be allowed to have whatever freedoms the military wants you to have. That's pretty much the deal. They can do almost anything they want to you, and you have to put up with it. And as we've seen, they'll even be deceptive to you to make you do things that you may not necessarily want to do. And it's just a mess of an organization. But it's one thing to talk about what happens to the soldiers that join the military. It's another thing to talk about the victims of military action that didn't consent to any of this. The ones that, like over in Iraq, the people that are being bombed and shot at. Wayne, what's going on?
Well, the Iraqis are blaming the U.S. depleted uranium for a surge in cancer in Iraq. Monday, Iraq's environment minister blamed the use of depleted uranium weapons by U.S. forces during the 2003 Operation Shock and Awe for the current surge in cancer cases across the country. As a result of at least 350 sites in Iraq being contaminated during bombing with depleted uranium weapons, Nerman Othman says the nation is facing about 140,000 cases of cancer, with 7,000 to 8,000 new ones registered each year.
That's a lot.
That's a lot. Speaking at a ministerial meeting at the Arab League, she also complained that many chemical plants and oil facilities had been destroyed during the two military campaigns since the 1990s, but the ecological consequences remain unclear.
Mm.
So it's common sense. If you blow up a chemical plant, you're spewing this stuff all over the place for miles. It drifts for miles and miles.
Sure. What's that going to do?
That also can kill people. And so I'm sure that a lot of this is not even documented.
Now, depleted uranium, for somebody that's brand new to this, Wayne, what is it? Why do they allegedly use it? Because the military is going to tell you it's safe. It's depleted, they're going to say.
It's
no longer radioactive.
It's depleted. It's radioactive at a lower level than a weapon or for a nuclear power plant. But,
right.
But it makes the weapon very, very dense, the shell very, very dense, so it can penetrate bunkers and tanks. Right,
mm-hmm.
Exactly. But if common sense tells you, I don't care what the so-called experts say, it can't be good for you, George.
Right. It's not. It's probably not the most, at its most dangerous when it's in the form of a round. You know,
right. It's when it's fired that it vaporizes or something,
well,
right?
I don't know that it vaporizes, but I mean, I think anybody can probably imagine that bits of a bullet are
right.
fragmented off when it hits. You know, uranium.
Or a bomb. You know, the bomb going
that
off.
That too. You know, when these things hit, bits of them fly off. If you're around when these things are being fired, it's not good for you.
Right. Well, from what I have understood, and I have not done deep research into this, but from my basic understanding, is that when these rounds are fired and these bombs go off, there are, you know, microscopic levels of, as far as particles,
mm-hmm.
you know, parts per million of this DU that sort of sits in the air. And if you are around, you are inevitably breathing the stuff into your lungs.
Sure, what else would you be doing?
Yeah,
right.
It's probably even worse when it strikes something and shatters, but even firing it, I'm sure,
mm-hmm.
you're going to have residue of it in your gun or your whatever you're firing. And I imagine when it gets to a certain level of exposure within your body can only expel so much of it that it's at some point you're going to get sick, whether it's this year or 20 years from now.
Right, and it's not just the Iraqi people that are going to be getting sick. It's inevitably going to be many of the U.S. soldiers
yeah.
that are going to be getting sick. And, of course, it'll once
some
again,
are already complaining about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. And, of course, the Army's going to blow it off or the military's going to blow it off. They're going to say,
they blew off Gulf War syndrome.
Sure.
And now they're having to pay for it.
Well, maybe they'll just label them as, what was the term earlier? pre-existing condition
yeah,
or personality disorder.
Mm-hmm.
Here's another one for you. Claremont County, Ohio, Target 5 has discovered that an alarming number of U.S. troops are having severe reactions to some of the vaccines they received in preparation for going overseas. An unidentified military health officer who fears for his job said, "This is the worst cover-up in the history of the military. A shot from a syringe is leaving some U.S. servicemen and women on the brink of death." The health officer said, quote, "When the issue, I believe, of the use of the vaccine comes out, I believe it will make the Walter Reed scandal pale in comparison." Lance Corporal David Fay, who's 20, has dialysis 3 days a week. His kidneys are failing. His military career is over. And he feels like his country abandoned him. He says, "I can't look at my old pictures. I really can't. I start looking at them and I start crying." Fay grew up amid the farm fields of Claremont County. He says, "I never missed a day at school. I was never sick. Never sick. A passion for sports and a sense of patriotism prompted the Blanchester High School athlete to join the Marines the day he turned 18. He said he looked at the Marine Corps because they were the few and the proud. Said he loved every minute when he was in boot camp and combat training, but on November 8th or November 28th, 2005, his life would change forever. Fay was one of a group of Marines who lined up for an undisclosed shot." Now, the story starts out by talking about this as though it was simply, you know, a vaccine. But they didn't tell the troops what it was they were getting. They just said, "Line up, boys. You're getting a shot."
An experimental shot.
Quote, "They asked us our name. We stood on these yellow footprints, and they gave us this shot. And we got the rest of the day off," he recalled. "After that shot, I started swelling up. I gained 30 pounds of water. My eyes swelled up where I couldn't see. I started snoring, and I developed a rash on my hand." 3 weeks later, Fay was back in Claremont County on his deathbed at Clinton Memorial Hospital. His kidneys were failing, and his body was so swollen that it left stretch marks. Fay's mother, Cindy, said, she said she would pray a lot, and when I couldn't hug my son because he would scream in pain or yell at me for touching him, she used to pray to have God just take him tonight, because he was in so much pain. Cindy Fay began poring over medical records in search of answers. She said the shot was never listed in her son's medical records. The military claimed he never received it. So who
it didn't
do you,
happen.
Who do you believe in this case? The 20-year-old who's had a healthy life all the way up until the point at which he claims the military gave him a shot?
Who's now plumped up like a ballpark Frank.
Or do you believe the military brass who claim...
What shot?
Shot?
No, we never got a shot. What are you talking about? There's nothing in his records. Clearly, we didn't give him a shot.
It's classified.
But as Target 5 discovered, the military story would change. The Department of Defense stated that, quote, all service members' vaccinations are documented in the individual's permanent medical record. But Faye's military medical records revealed no shot on that day. Another Marine in Faye's unit told Target 5 that there's no shot listed in his medical records either, and also said that the people who administered the shot never told his unit what it was. So now you have at least two Marines saying they got the shot. When Cindy Faye called the U.S. Marine Hospital in Palms to find out what kind of vaccine her son was given, she was told that information was confidential. 11 months later, her son's medical records were mysteriously changed with a handwritten notation indicating that the mystery shot was just a flu vaccine. The military official who spoke to Target 5 on the condition of anonymity said it wasn't surprising that nothing appeared originally in Faye's records. He says, we have a lovely term for that. We call it CYA. Stands for cover your ass. And he says that's unfortunately a standard operating procedure in the military.
So they're claiming this is a flu vaccine.
That's right.
But they didn't have a... they didn't note that he had been given a flu vaccine immediately.
That's correct.
They just came back later and said after he... after it looks like their... What shot? Story is going to fall apart.
Right.
That now they have to have... he must have gotten a shot. I'll bet it was a flu vaccine,
first,
wasn't it?
Right. First it was... we didn't give him anything. Second, it was, classified. And then third, a handwritten notation in his file saying it was a flu vaccine.
Yeah, because even old people get flu vaccines. They're perfectly safe.
Look, I've had two flu vaccines in my life, and it was the sickest I've ever been those two times. The sickest I've ever been. Temperatures of 103.
There's more on this story here. 800-259-9231. If you were in the military and you encountered any of this, you want to share your story, feel free at 800-259-9231. You essentially, when you sign up to join the military, regardless of the branch you're in, you are signing up to be a guinea pig, should they want you to be. And is that something you really want to do with your life? Just submit yourself to the whims of bureaucrats? More on the way. Unaccountable bureaucrats. Free Talk Live.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
If you suffer from diabetes, this message is for you. Wouldn't it be great if you could find a safe and effective way to help control your blood sugar and maintain it at a safe and normal level? Well, now there is a way with the Diabetic Breakthrough Pack. This is a specifically formulated dietary supplement validated by numerous independent university studies. The Diabetic Pack is totally safe, has no known side effects, and it gives your body the important essential nutrients it needs to function properly. And most important, clinical double-blind studies showed a 31.9% drop in blood sugar within 30 to 60 days. Order the Diabetic Pack today. You have nothing to lose because the Diabetic Pack comes with a 90-day, 100% money-back guarantee. And for less than $4 per day, isn't it time you get your life back? To order, call 800-595-2711. That's 800-595-2711. Or visit thankyou.diabetesdefense.com. Control your life.
Tired of looking at those same old kitchen cabinets? Now you can update your kitchen with custom cabinet refacing from Sears. Your kitchen can look like new again in about 4 to 6 days without the cost, time, or mess of total remodeling. Call 1-800-300-8069 for a free design consultation. Call right now and ask about our special financing terms. Sears offers over 100 door and drawer combinations to suit any budget and style. And best of all, with Sears, your satisfaction is guaranteed. So call now for a great new look for your kitchen. Call Sears at 1-800-300-8069. Offer ends 9/30/07. Subject to applicant credit worthiness. License number available on request. Not available in all areas. See associate or ask your consultant for written limited warranty details. Isn't it time to give your kitchen a whole new look? Call 1-800-300-8069. Ask about our special financing terms. Don't wait any longer to make your kitchen cabinets like new with Sears Custom Cabinet Refacing. Call today at 1-800-300-8069.
You want to lose weight, but there's no way you want to resort to pills or shakes that are full of chemicals or drugs with harmful side effects. We know diets don't work. That's why there's a fat loss patch. The fat loss patch is a self-adhesive dietary aid worn daily that slowly releases all natural ingredients into the skin. The result is a safe and easy way for you to increase your energy levels, maintain a healthy body weight, and curb those horrible sugar cravings, all without irritating side effects or loss of muscle. Just peel it off, stick it on, and live your life. The patch is safe, effective, and clinically tested. Also, the fat loss patch is the most unique product and business opportunity to ever hit the U.S. and international markets. Join as a U.S. or European customer or distributor in this much-needed and fast-growing business. For more information, visit patchmeeting.com or call Judy at 800-766-2133. That's 800-766-2133.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and there went our music set. Not sure why. Hope we're still connected to the network. It looks as though we are. It is Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
We'll continue operating as though we are. There it goes. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line for you, 1-800-259-9231. Join us online on our website at freetalklive.com, where all the features are totally free. You want to help support the show, then you can go and buy some stuff at the Free Talk Live store. Just go to store.freetalklive.com. Lots of great Free Talk Live branded merchandise and more. You'll find it all there at store.freetalklive.com. Talking about the military and how well they treat their troops. Well, no, they don't really treat them well at all. In fact, a lot of the things they claim aren't even necessarily true. They claim that, you know, they're going to take care of you for the rest of your life. But then they get rid of 22,000-plus guys in the last 6 years on a personality disorder discharge, which means they don't have to take care of them at all. And then you've got the story about this poor kid in this former Marine who's 20 years old getting dialysis 3 times a week. He blew up to gained 30 pounds of water. His eyes swelled up. He got a rash on his hand after the military injected him with some mystery shot. The military claimed that it hadn't done it first. Then when pressed, it claimed the shot was classified. Then later claimed that it was just simply a flu shot. As we continue this young man's story here from some TV station in Texas, I think. The military official who spoke to Target 5 on the condition of anonymity said this is standard operating procedure as far as the military not saying anything about what this was all about. And even if they did tell you what it was, it still wouldn't be subject to any punishment. They're the military. What are you going to do, sue them? Phase one of a growing number of U.S. servicemen and women who are getting sick after receiving vaccines. And the highly praised Department of Defense medical officer who spoke with Target 5 said the number is up in the thousands. The symptoms range from joint aches and pains to arthritic symptoms to death. The Department of Defense said that it encourages healthcare workers and vaccine recipients to report adverse reactions and events. But the military never reported phase reaction to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention and the FDA. Quote, I see the way the propaganda and information war is waged against American sons and daughters and how patients are treated who claim to be injured from a vaccine, said the unidentified military source. That's troubling. That should trouble America. The officer said those who have claimed to have had adverse reactions to shots are treated like it's all in their heads. Asked whether servicemen and women are receiving experimental vaccines, the officer said, I would hope to God not, But from what I've seen, I would have to say yes. The Department of Defense maintains that vaccines given to U.S. troops are safe. Meanwhile, Faye is still waiting for a kidney transplant. He says, my biggest wish is to just be able to get up and be without pain, to just get up and be happy again. Faye's mother's been in contact with some U.S. senator in an effort to receive some answers. The television station contacted his office, and here was his response. Quote, my office is in frequent communication with the Marine Corps and the family, and we've requested answers to the family's specific questions. I've also assisted Mr. Faye in receiving his VA benefits for health care, service-connected disability, and education assistance. His mother has been a strong advocate on his behalf, and I look forward to continuing working with her to resolve outstanding issues. It's imperative that everything possible is done to keep the brave men and women serving in our military safe. Well, unfortunately, if you are someone who is serving in the military, there's just not much you can do to keep safe beyond not serve in the first place. Because if you join the military, anything can happen to you. Now, if you're in the Air Force and the Navy, you're probably a little more likely to be safe.
Right. I mean, what are you going to do if, you know, just one day you wake up there and, I don't know, I'm imagining what it's like in the military. I don't know what everything's like. In the open bay dormitory, and the sergeant says, all right, everybody up. We're going to get our vaccination.
Mm-hmm.
And they line everybody up in the clinic there, the infirmary unit or whatever, and they give you shots. It doesn't sound too out of the ordinary, but this guy had some severe reaction to whatever it was that was shot into him. They said it was a flu shot. Maybe it was, maybe it wasn't. Who knows what it was?
And I imagine a lot of these young people that are joining the military aren't exactly too well-versed on the nasty little history of the military doing things like this in the past. You know, this guy joined because he was excited about serving his country, so-called, and all the other malarkey that they feed you in high school. And I doubt he was very aware of the awful things the military's done in the past. So if they told him that he was getting a vaccine, he probably just didn't think of anything of it. He probably trusted the people that he worked with. He probably trusted that this was safe and this was just run-of-the-mill routine procedure. And no, you're putting your life on the line just by joining the military. Whether or not you even get sent to a country to, you know, die in the dirt somewhere, may not, you know, it might even happen. You might blow up like this guy did.
It's also very possible if this wasn't a run-of-the-mill standard vaccine. It was an experimental one.
Right.
And they like to experiment with young, healthy people with these vaccines and some of these other chemicals that they end up using in the medical system.
So, you can bet the generals aren't going to get the shot.
You bet.
Right.
Exactly.
It's you little privates and the rest of you low-end workers in the military. You're the guinea pigs.
I don't think they're really seen as people by the superiors.
You got to wonder about that.
They're assets.
Yeah. I mean, expendable assets.
They've signed up, and now they're just not as important as regular people are.
You know, it's funny how just there's been this huge story about Michael Vick, the football player, and involved with dogfighting.
Mm-hmm.
As heinous as that is, this is far worse.
Absolutely. But and despite what this politician said, the senator from the area that this guy comes from, so he's asked for some answers. That's all. There was a whole paragraph of a response that he gave this TV station talking about how, working together with the mother and she's a strong advocate and blah, blah, blah. Mm. All he can do is ask for answers. He can't do anything else. So this kid is going to, you know, be in this lousy shape, presumably, for the rest of his life. And he's certainly never going to be tip-top shape again.
Yeah, well, this is not the first one either.
Nope.
We're hearing about this one right now in this story, but there's been plenty of others.
The unidentified source in the military says he's aware of probably thousands of them.
Yeah, I've heard of them too.
It's just tragic. It really is. Please, gotta deplore you. Please do not join the military. If you're considering, or implore you, I guess is the right word. If you're considering joining the military, just really, if you don't know what you want to do with your life, don't do that.
Learn a trade.
Right. Pick something else, even if it's flipping burgers or something that you think is an embarrassing job. It's better than putting your life on the line for nothing and becoming subject to who knows what sort of tests and procedures and rules and regulations. You don't know the rules when you join the military. Nobody reads that damn military rule book that they have. You don't know what you're consenting to.
And you know something? I think a lot of us would even consider picking up arms to defend our country if we were really defending our country and our individual sovereignty and our whatever. But, you know, this is not for our real defense.
Nope. And nor would you have to join the military in order to effectively defend yourself either or defend your property.
That's right.
It's just tragic. Let's move on. Take your phone calls about whatever you want. 800-259-9231. Of course, if you've got a military story, please share it with us. Let's go to Eric in Michigan. You're on Free Talk Live. Eric.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Ian, you pretty frequently said, or at least this is how I understand it, that whatever the market wants, the market gets, right?
Generally. I mean, in the absence of government regulation.
I don't think that's true. I think it's whatever's economical the market gets.
Okay. Give me an example.
Because, like, for example, I think that if you took a poll of the U.S., people in the U.S., you'd find that almost everyone wants cheap, efficient, long-range jetpacks. And yet we don't have cheap, efficient, long-range jetpacks, despite the fact that almost the entire market wants it.
Well, now, to be fair, though, we could very well have flying cars by now if it weren't for the pesky FAA getting in the way of companies like Mueller Skycar. So, technically, in the absence of government regulation, we may very well be on the cusp of. Obviously, you know, there are certain requirements, certain caveats to go along with that statement. Technology has to be at a certain point, and yes, it does have to be economically feasible, but generally, you can get what you want from the marketplace, and we could have those flying cars if it weren't for the government.
Yeah, but also, all those anarchists are going to have machine guns strapped to them.
Well, it just seems, though, that, I mean, you know, like I said, almost the entire market would want it, and yet no one's producing it, and no one's doing research into it either. And so that makes me think that, in fact, you know, the market doesn't get what it wants, and that worries me.
Well, I'm not sure that these cheap, long-range jetpacks that you're referring to would actually be legal, and I think that's one of the problems. Is
we're talking an anarchist system, though. I mean,
no, but you're talking about reality.
No, you're saying that the market has not yet provided, and the market is operating in our current legal system.
Yeah.
So that's it's not fair
right,
to
where the FAA controls the skies.
Well, yeah, but like you said, the sky car. I mean, there's no comparable, you know, jetpack. It's not like it's sitting in some warehouse and no one can fly it just because the FAA says no.
Well, it's because the research hasn't been done. There are currently jetpacks.
Product?
I mean, you can buy a jetpack if you have enough money. It's not cheap, but you can buy one.
Will it
be long range? No. But how in the world is the market going to research making them longer range, cheaper, and efficient if the laws won't allow us to have them?
Thanks for the call, Eric. More on the way. Hour number two coming up. You take control of the airwaves. Virtual child porn. Supreme Court in one of the states has ruled that it's the same as the real thing. That's a little scary. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you believe in liberty? Are you an activist or organization that wants to spread the message of freedom to others? Now introducing the Liberty Card. It's the perfect resource for anyone new to the message of liberty. It features a full spectrum political quiz and over a dozen pro-liberty websites, including Free Talk Live, Downsize DC, and others. Every defender of freedom must have this card. Free Talk Live listeners receive free shipping. For more information, visit libertycard.org.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Why could...